despair says nobody cares. And that's not true.
Dr. Christian Kincaid, author of the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for May, Living with Grief, Bound by Sorrow, Wrapped in Comfort.
And despair says there's no hope for me. And that's not true. To despair is not of God.
Learn more about living with grief at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040.
The great thing about being tolerant is that you can do that from your couch. You know, you can just lay there and do nothing, and you're successfully tolerating everything in the world. It doesn't really require anything of you.
It's important to understand that what begins as discrimination becomes secularization. You can't have a system where you legally privilege one religion without causing blowback.
The problem is if you go into marriage with this false ideal of self-actualization, then if you don't get that self-actualization, you've got your built-in excuse to quit.
The answer to despair is God's word, living, mighty, efficacious. The answer to despair is our baptism. The answer to despair is the Holy Supper.
College students graduating during COVID-19, love issues, etc.
This young man, so recently chosen by the church in Jerusalem to oversee the business end of the church, the distribution to the poor, one of six chosen there, Philip, finds himself at the direction of God himself on the roadside, where he meets, not by coincidence, there are no coincidences with God, an Ethiopian eunuch who just so happens to be reading a particular passage of the book of Isaiah and just so happens to be asking himself, what is this passage all about? There is Philip's opportunity, driven by the Spirit, to preach Christ and Him crucified to this Gentile in the book of Acts. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8 with Pastor Tom Baker. A little bit later, Pastor Peter Bender joins us for our series on Lutheran catechesis. We'll be walking through the Holy Communion liturgy. Then we'll talk about that Hulu series called Mrs. America with Anne Schlafly Corey, daughter of the late Phyllis Schlafly. That's what the miniseries is about. And chairman of Eagle Forum. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Acts chapter 8, Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, Pastor Tom Baker, host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
How does this account of Philip encountering the Ethiopian eunuch on this road and then baptizing him, how does that fit into the bigger story of Acts?
In the book of Acts, we have a continuation of what was found prior to the book of Acts and also for the book of Acts, where it's talking about how someone comes to faith. Jesus on the Emmaus Road used the Old Testament to help people come to faith. He came to them and he spoke the word of God on the basis of the Old Testament Bible verses, and that was wonderful for them. Then later on, we have Pentecost. We took a look at that in the Sunday school lessons. What did Peter do to explain what was happening at Pentecost? He quoted Old Testament verses and said they are now being fulfilled. We are not drunk with new wine, but this is the promise where the Holy Spirit will be given to you. Then we talked about Stephen when he was stoned. What did Stephen do? He went through much of the Old Testament, beginning with Abraham, explaining to the hearers what he truly believed and why Jesus Christ is the true Messiah, the Son of God. Now we have Philip and the Ethiopian. And Philip meets this Ethiopian. In fact, the Lord, according to Acts 8, verse 26, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning, seated in the chariot, and he was reading from the prophet Isaiah. So that's kind of the introduction to the Sunday school lesson and how Philip gets to meet him. But what we're going to find out is that Philip also does the same as did Jesus, Peter, and Stephen in explaining the Word of God in such a way on the basis of the Old Testament, helping him to understand what he was reading in the book of Isaiah. And as I go through the lesson, there is a wonderful Bible verse that Enduring Faith, the Sunday school curriculum, has for this lesson, and it's 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural person, now what we're talking about is someone who does not have faith. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him. And he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. And what the Sunday school material does there, it asks this question that the students need to answer. Why can I not make a decision to believe in Jesus by my own reason? And the answer is clear. Is because human reason, according to 1 Corinthians 2:14, cannot accept the things of the Spirit of God concerning Jesus Christ and his salvation. And so the Bible lesson does a good job throughout this area in talking about the importance of always using the Word of God, and it alone creates trust and faith. And the Sunday school lesson, and this is very important for the Sunday school teachers to get across to the students, is to help to understand what is trust in Jesus Christ. What does it mean to have faith? And this incident with Philip and the Ethiopian helps us quite a bit here.
We'll talk about what's the difference between the Ethiopian eunuch before, as he's traveling along. Obviously, they're in Jerusalem to worship. He's got the Old Testament that he's reading. He's interested. And after, when he asks Philip for baptism. Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
Jesus Christ our Lord. Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago.
I've written a column for the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Closed Communion, Biblical, Historical, Lutheran, and Loving. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Nancy Almodovar writes about her journey from the profound doubt produced by her former Calvinist beliefs to the absolute certainty of Lutheran theology. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
A mobile Lutheran Bible study. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At Our Savior Lutheran Church in Winchester, Virginia, you will hear God's Word faithfully preached every Sunday. We invite you to join our growing family of believers this week and every week for Education Hour beginning at 9 a.m., followed by Divine Worship at 10 a.m. For more information, find us on the web at oursavior-lcms.org. That's oursavior-lcms.org.
The Simply Classical curriculum for special needs moves at my child's pace and gives her exactly what she needs. So writes Amber, a homeschooling mother who has joined thousands in homes and schools teaching from this uniquely Christian classical approach to special education. Teach students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome based on ability level rather than chronological age. Use promo code LPR20 today at classicalspecialneeds.com. Classicalspecialneeds.com.
We're teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Tom, lay it out for us, if you would. What's the difference for this eunuch before he has the scriptures in hand? He has just come from Jerusalem, where he's been worshiping insofar as he can as a Gentile there in Jerusalem. He is interested in Holy Scripture, and he's asking all the right questions. Who is this prophet talking about, himself or someone else? What's the difference then before and after when we find him asking Philip for baptism?
Yes, I recently did a sermon on this, talking about I was going to cook a meal, and I gave all the ingredients, but nobody could figure out after hearing the ingredients that I was actually cooking Chick-fil-A's famous barbecue sauce. You never would have guessed it from the ingredients. So the point I made in the Bible, the Pharisees knew the ingredients of the Old Testament. Some of them believed in the coming of Jesus Christ, namely that the Messiah would come. But when he did come, it took faith of the Holy Spirit in order to put those ingredients of the Old Testament together in such a way that they now understood why Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah. That's what Jesus did with the men on the road to Emmaus. On the one hand, they said, okay, but why did he have to die? This didn't make any sense to them. And so he went through the Old Testament and gave the instructions as to why he had to die. And in that way, we take the ingredients of a meal, we follow the instructions, and we end up with a very, very good meal. But the Ethiopian eunuch, what happened is he was a believer in the Old Testament. I would not say that he was an unbeliever, because he was a proselyte. A proselyte is a Gentile person who comes to believe in Judaism. But he was reading parts of the Old Testament that did not make sense to him. And so Philip asked him, do you understand what you are reading? Now, he has faith, but he says, unless someone guides me, and he asked Philip to come up. And the verse they were reading from Isaiah was this: like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. Now, I tell you, if you just would read that to somebody, say a young person who hasn't gone through confirmation, they may not understand that either, but they still have saving faith because they were baptized, and therefore they do trust in Jesus, but they do not understand much of the scripture. That's the purpose of divine worship services, as well as Bible studies and confirmation, to take the ingredients of the Bible and move them into a trust relationship with Jesus Christ in such a way that they now understand. And so Philip goes ahead and he answers the question. And listen what it says, verse 35, so important. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus Christ. Now, you cannot talk about Jesus Christ apart from the Old Testament prophecies and then how Jesus fulfilled them. And I'm sure Philip then, in talking to the Ethiopian, would have mentioned that Jesus was baptized, and that's how he became a sinner, that he was incarnately born. That's how he was a human being. And that Isaiah says, the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. And then, remember, this event with Philip and the Ethiopian had taken place after Pentecost. So he talked about how thousands of people were baptized at Pentecost. And so he's telling him the good news about Jesus on the basis of the scripture. And once more, the Sunday school lesson from CPH, Enduring Faith, does a good job in giving Bible verses. Romans 10:17. So faith comes from what? Hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:3. No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. And of course, one of the great verses is Ephesians 2:8-9. By grace, you have been saved through what? Through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. And so clearly here, this lesson shows you cannot bring someone to faith by using human reason. You instead use the word of God. Now, is the word of God always successful? No. If we remember from the stoning of Stephen, Stephen was using the word of God, the Old Testament. But the freedmen, who were Jews who did not believe in Jesus Christ, they were so angry at him that they stoned him to death. Now, having heard this message from the Bible that Philip gives to the Ethiopian, we're not surprised when the Ethiopian says, as they approach water, maybe a stream or whatever, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" Because it's clear from the Old Testament that though the Holy Spirit gives faith, even to proselytes, the Holy Spirit now goes in you in sacramental baptism, and he wants to be baptized. So what happens? He commands the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Guess what? When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord, that's the Holy Spirit, carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but went on his way rejoicing. This is really important to understand, that he's rejoicing because he has received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And 1 Peter 3:21 is part of the epistle reading for this coming Sunday. And here's what it says about baptism. Baptism, which corresponds to this, and he's talking about the salvation of Noah and his people through water. Baptism now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, that needs to be explained. And once more, we do so on the basis of Scripture. Baptism does not remove the dirt from the body. In other words, you still continue to sin, but instead, it provides a good conscience. What does that mean? Well, When do you have a bad conscience? You have a bad conscience when you do something wrong and you're going to be held accountable. You're worried about the response, the consequences of your sin. But now that Jesus has died on the cross and risen from the dead, you no longer need to worry about the consequences of sin because you have been forgiven. Forgiveness is the gift that says you are no longer held accountable for that sin. And that's why this verse is in the Sunday school material given by Concordia Publishing House, and it's why the Ethiopian eunuch was rejoicing, because he now not only had the faith to believe in the coming of the Messiah, he now had received the faith to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. And I would definitely have the Sunday school teachers explain what faith is. They have a little exercise where they say, take a student, blindfold the student, and then have him fall backwards, and you tell him you will catch him as he falls backwards. Now, that takes trust, but what is the student trusting? He's not just trusting the Sunday school teacher, he's trusting the words of promise from the Sunday school teacher that he will be caught. And that's what the gospel is. The gospel, the best way to understand it, are the words of promise of the benefits of trusting Jesus as your Savior, the forgiveness of sins, the robe of righteousness, all the promises of the gospel that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So I believe that this Sunday school lesson is well chosen by Concordia Publishing House because it kind of is in agreement with Jesus and the Emmaus disciples, Peter and the listeners at Pentecost, Stephen when he is stoned, and now Philip with the Ethiopian just simply saying the word of God. And that's how a person comes to faith, through hearing the word of Christ, Romans 10, verse 17.
With a minute here, Tom, what is the law and gospel for the Sunday school children in this story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch?
I really agree with the enduring faith. They write out what law and gospel is in each lesson. The law is, without faith, we cannot understand the word of Christ. You can be as reasonable and as persuasive as you can, but the freedmen at the time of Stephen stoning shows that faith needs to be had to understand the word of Christ. And what is the gospel? The Holy Spirit works through what? Word and water. In other words, the word and the sacrament to bring us to faith in Jesus as our Savior. And I would, if I was teaching adults, add the Lord's Supper as another sacramental way of helping us to understand that heaven will be our home, because that is the promise of Jesus Christ.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of the radio show called Law and Gospel for more than 30 years. He met weekly with his Sunday school teachers to prepare them for the classroom. You can find out more about the Enduring Faith Sunday School lesson curriculum on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Tom, thanks.
And thank you.
We'll be talking with Pastor Peter Bender when we come back. Our series, Lutheran Catechesis, continues. We'll be going in detail through the liturgy of Holy Communion, teaching about the Lord's Supper. Stay tuned.
In sickness and in health, in these days of coronavirus panic, people are learning how difficult keeping this vow can be. The May issue of the Lutheran Witness looks at the wedding day. How does the couple plan their wedding with their pastor in a way that points to Christ, the only one by whom and through whom they can keep these impossible wedding vows? Read all about how Christ keeps his church in sickness and in health in the Lutheran Witness. Subscribe at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago, with a message for parents, grandparents, and godparents of college-bound children. Concordia Chicago is a distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're devoted to our Lutheran confession and committed to strong academics. Please encourage your child, grandchild, or godchild to check out Concordia University Chicago at cuchicago.edu.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Putting Christ back into Christian radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Bethlehem Lutheran, North Zilch, Texas. Faith Lutheran, Rogue River, Oregon. Grace Lutheran, Warminster, Pennsylvania. Emmanuel Lutheran, Pensacola, Florida. Mount Olive Lutheran, Duluth, Minnesota. Pilgrim Lutheran, Kilgore, Texas. Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran, Rathdrum, Idaho. St. Matthew Lutheran, Hawthorne Woods, Illinois, The Good Shepherd Lutheran, Inglewood, California, and Zion Lutheran, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support, Donate, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.